humans can take a lot of things, you know, cold weather, hot weather, but one thing they cannot tolerate is humiliation. They bounce back. Much of what is happening throughout the world is a revolt against the elite, you know, revolt against the privilege. And it's not only in developing countries, you can see that also in developed countries, but people are really frustrated because the elite has become very insensitive. The lifestyle has become insensitive. The elite in Sri Lanka, they lost confidence in Sri Lanka. They left, the children left. They never had two legs in Sri Lanka. And that is what triggered this unrest. It was an unrest where you had a serious gap between the elite and the common people. Now, with the technology that you have in your hand, you can actually see the lifestyle of the elite. They can see elite almost in front, and they know that this elite is culpable or is responsible in some of the misdeeds and the sufferings, and is mocking those who are not in that elite platform. The main lesson from Sri Lanka would be whether the elite can actually keep its two legs in its own country, and not to humiliate people by having a lifestyle where people would feel humiliated, that the elite is humiliating, the human is mocking at the poverty, is mocking at the poor. That is unacceptable. Then you will have a serious unrest. You know, one way to do that is how you link up with the diaspora so that they can also keep on reproducing the economy back home. Because what is happening now, as it has happened in Sri Lanka, it was not only a brain drain, there was also asset drain. The asset was going, you know, outside. That needs to be stopped. The elite, those who have one leg all out, can actually help and develop a village, how you can make a hospital in some of the remote areas, because that interaction is possible largely because of the technology that we have now. In order to make elite more sensitive, it is the elite which has to do the work. Otherwise, the general masses would not have the patience, because I think they have seen the world and they would take things in their hand. These are some of the lessons I think they can take from Sri Lanka.